Are you looking for some motivation today? Are you looking for some story to inspire you to action? Have you been making excuses for yourself about why you're not taking care of your health, or maybe other areas of your life that you know are important to you, but you're not taking action? That's what we're going to be talking about today. What's up, my friends? I'm Ted Rice, and I'm back again with another Real Talk Friday. And if you're new to the Legendary Life podcast, this show is all about breaking down science-based information on how to prevent disease, lose fat, and live a longer, healthier, legendary life. But on Real Talk Fridays, we have a real conversation, and I definitely have a real conversation for you today. It's Friday afternoon on May 29th, a week before this will go out. And it's my last day in Medellin, Colombia. It's been such an amazing time here. Even during the quarantine, I've been so grateful to be in this place that I've been learning Spanish every day. I've been speaking Spanish with people every day. It's changed my perspective on South America, on Colombia, on, just an incredible time here, but I have to leave. And why? My father's back in the hospital again. And I'll tell you, I have such mixed emotions because the week before, I had my best week ever of business. I made more money last week than any other week that I've ever been in the fitness business. 21 years of being in the fitness business. And I'm singling out a week because I made more in a week than what I used to, way more than what I used to make in a month when I was doing personal training. And I also want to tell you, this is really kind of stream of consciousness here. If you want real talk, this is as real as it gets. I stayed in Colombia because I knew I have an environment here that's conducive to serving my clients, to growing as a person, to really taking what I've created and what you have helped create for me to the next level, especially for the people who have become clients. Nothing speaks of support like putting your money where your mouth is. Doesn't mean you have to do it. Most of you will never become clients of mine, and that's okay. But if you've, for all my clients, really appreciate you, really do. Jackie, Wayne, Darlene, Dean, Liz, Nate, Rick, Ryan, Mark, Kevin, Kevin K, and Kevin H. Just so grateful. Mary, if I forgot you, please don't get mad at me. I'm doing my best here. And I'm not bragging about the money. It goes back to the situation. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm trying to impress upon you that I really showed up, right? It's not that I'm special, or if I am special, the way I'm special is that instead of letting the quarantine knock us out, I let it build us up. I used it as an opportunity to build myself up and our business up. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I've cried a lot. My dad was in the hospital. Previously, he's in the hospital. Now it's not looking good for him. But you know, the son of a bitch is hard to kill. So I'm riding that emotional roller coaster because you're probably like, but I thought your dad was already in the hospital. I'm like, yeah, he's fucking back. That's the situation. And it comes after having this big win, and the money is just a manifestation of our hard work and what we've helped people create and how we stepped up for people. And the thing I was going to say is Giselle has been there for me. And so I think another thing that I've done doesn't have anything to do with me at all. Well, I surrounded myself with the right people. I just knew there was something about Giselle that, I mean, we're connected at a deep level, whether we stay together or whether we stay separated, whether no matter what happens, we've really saved each other. And now my dad's back in the hospital. And, you know, someone could say like, oh man, that's terrible timing, right? Because one of the reasons why I work so hard and why I want the financial payoff is because family is first for me. I want to take care of him. And he still works, 76 years old, had colon cancer, has a colostomy bag, has a replaced knee on the left side, has congestive heart failure, which is the big problem now, has a severely arthritic hip on the right side. And man, that's not even talking about the emotional duress he's been through in his life, losing his, you know, being married to my mentally ill mother, having us, and, you know, having us, my sister and I being traumatized, and then, you know, taking us away from that, and then marrying another woman who is equally as messed up, but in a different way, having my brother being kidnapped and murdered. I mean, guy's been through so much. You would at least hope that he wouldn't have to struggle health-wise. And we're going to talk about that a bit today, at least. And it's just, some people might say, like, what terrible timing. And I'll tell you this, something that my dad says a lot, it's always bad timing when something bad happens, though. It's never a good time for something bad to happen, at least the way most people look at things. And it's always a good time for something good to happen. So please don't operate at that level, or I shouldn't plead with you at all. I should say this. If that's how you're operating in life, don't be surprised if you're always on that emotional roller coaster. And if you always feel like whenever you're on top of the world, you're getting knocked down. And if you're a slave to the ups and downs around you. And the truth about that is you're the one who made that hot shit sandwich that you keep eating. I know, because I've been there. I used to ride the ups and downs. And I'm not saying that I'm not, you know, you hear me right now, I'm breaking up, crying a little bit. That's a good thing. It's processing the emotions. It's letting them come through. That's not the problem. The problem is when you stay stuck in victimhood. And it's not just because here's the thing. You know, I got this flight tomorrow. We bought it yesterday. Giselle helped me with this because I was a bit paralyzed with the news. I cried a lot yesterday. Seemed really dire. Now it seems a bit better, to be honest. And better means maybe I'll have him for a couple weeks, maybe a couple months. But he's got congestive heart failure. He's not going to last long. And the if you don't know what that is, your heart gets too weak to pump blood, so it starts pooling. In his case, and it depends on what side of the heart and all that, but in his case, the blood's pooling in his legs, it's causing blisters, and impeding his ability to walk, to work, to take care of himself. And I'm walking into a total shit show. And you could say, why am I getting knocked off when I'm on this high, coming off of this business high? You know, I'm working through some relationship stuff, as you know, if you've been listening to the podcast. But wealth, you know, finances, career, it's always been a struggle for me. And I finally feel like I've gotten it. And then boom, this happens. And so instead of letting it knock me off my high horse, I'm realizing and grateful for, to be honest, I found this flight. The universe had, you know, I'm not like a super, if you don't know, I'm not like a super spiritual guy, right? I don't say, praise the Lord. Right? It's okay if you do, by the way. I'm not making fun of you, but it's just not me. But he's, going back to the thing, I got this one last seat on this humanitarian flight. They've all been sold out. But then here we look yesterday after getting the news, and this one seat is available. It's left. And I'm going back there, and I'm going to have the finances and the business. You know, it's not just we struck the lottery last week. We created this. It's a repeatable system. I didn't, you know, do intermittent fasting and lose a bunch of weight. And I don't know what really happened and thought it was autophagy and growth hormone release. Hint, hint. We know what we did and it's repeatable. And now I'm going to be able to take care of my dad when it matters most right now. And that's a perspective change. It's a perspective change because I felt like such a victim. And the other parts of my life, the other phases, other seasons of my life. And right now, ever since I moved to Thailand, it's all you got to do, folks. Just leave your old world behind, show up in a new country, spend a couple years there, and it'll set you straight. I'm kidding. Although it did work for Giselle and I. But I'm going back to my dad. I'm going to be able to take care of him. I have the finances. Giselle even helped me create systems. We've created systems in our business so we can spend more time serving our clients instead of doing some of the work that takes away from serving our clients, but needs to be done. We found a way to automate some things, right? To systematize some things. And, you know, so I'm growing as an entrepreneur because I suck as an entrepreneur. Suck may be a harsh word, but it's not something that I excel at. I'm great at coaching, great at getting people results, but running the business side is something that's always been a struggle for me. It's something that I never wanted to really deal with. Maybe that's you with your health and fitness, or maybe your weight, or you exercise, but you know you got to handle the nutrition to get rid of that excess body fat because you know you're on your way to not a good place. I was like that with my business, with learning. I knew that I needed to step up and do something about it. And then when I finally did, it took a long time. Fell into the trap that many of you are in right now, listening to podcasts and reading blog posts and trying different things, but it's really just a mishmash and no real systematized process that yields repeatable results. Like, for example, my coaching program, right? And, I want to tell you this. Health is the most primary place that you can level up your life. And I'll tell you why. When I was 23, when I was 22, I moved to Miami Beach and, became a personal trainer. And that was the start of my health and fitness career. Went on to work with the celebrities who I've name dropped and all the multimillionaires and yacht parties and mansion get-togethers that I've been on, but I wasn't happy. Totally went off track there for a second, because what I was really trying to say is, I wasn't happy, and I wasn't making good decisions, even in spite of, just getting started in this personal training career. And I didn't have a car when I first moved to Miami Beach at 22 years. I moved there when I was 21, but I started working as a personal trainer right after my 22nd birthday, like literally in the same month. My birthday is February 2nd. Somewhere in February, I started working as a personal trainer when I was 22 years old. Didn't have a car, walked and rode the Metro bus, which is the public transportation in Miami Beach. May not seem like a big thing to you, but Miami transportation is horrible. Public transportation, horrible. It's no, I don't know where else to compare it to. It's ridiculous. But that's what I was doing. Had no money, had no car, just an opportunity in my hands. And I made some money, and I made, I think, a couple $1,000 after a few months of doing it. And I bought my first car. And I was still so stressed coming out of, my brother's murder, kidnapping and murder when I was 19. It took me years of, I was just operating in reaction, operating in stress. Nobody was there to say, hey, you should probably do therapy. In fact, here you go. Here's some therapy for you. Here's someone you can talk to. So I was just doing my best at the time, which it was good for what my skills and mindset were, but wasn't that great. And I bought my first car. It was a Mazda MX-6, I think, or MX-3. I can't remember, but it was an old car. It was stick shift. It was a cool car, actually. I bought it for, I think, just over $2,000. And I was always so busy, and I didn't even have that many clients, but I was just fatigued all the time, tired all the time, working out a lot, working, also going out, smoking weed every day. That didn't help with the energy levels. And, I couldn't be bothered to change the oil on the car. I was too busy to change it. Too busy to change the oil on a car that had quite a few years on it. I think you know where I'm going with this story. One day it blew up. One day I was too busy to take care of it for weeks, and the weeks led to months. And one day it stopped working. It blew up on me and I lost the entire car. It was done. It would cost more money to fix it than the car was even worth. You know those situations, right? You've either been in them or had someone been in them where it's like, nope, your car's gone. It's like, yeah, but why don't we just replace that? Yeah, it's worth them. We should probably just go buy a new car if that's the case. And that's what I did. And because I didn't make time to change the oil, which was a big inconvenience and something, and I kept putting it off, my car exploded. My point in telling you this story is that right now you're putting off something in your life, aren't you? Maybe it's in health, maybe it's in relationships, maybe it's in finances. And I'm telling you, it's going to explode soon if you don't do something about it. Hard to know whether that's going to be a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, but I promise you this, it will explode. And that explosion is going to be more damaging than the pain that you feel right now. The pain that you feel, the resistance that you feel to getting it handled right now, it's going to be a lot worse. And it's going to hurt. Might be what you need though. If you're not the type of person, because probably your tough childhood, that you needed to learn a lesson like I did, maybe that's what you need. But I'll tell you, there's an easier way. That way is to step up and take care of what you need to. It's to stop this podcast right now and go do that. Maybe don't even finish this. We're in this situation where everybody knows everything, but nobody does anything. This episode is sponsored by Organifi. Do you want to know a secret that all my coaching clients follow? It's really simple, but powerful. Add vegetables into each meal. But let's be honest, most of us, including myself, don't eat the recommended servings of vegetables and fruits each day. So for those of us who are on the go or have trouble eating healthy, having a greens powder makes it easy to get your greens in every single day, no matter how busy you are. And that's why I use and recommend Organifi Green Juice, a superfood powder that you just add water to so that you can get your greens in even when you're on the go. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes great. But don't believe me, try it for yourself and use the code TED20, that's capital TED, the number 20, at www.organifi.com. That's Organifi.com to receive 20% off your first order. But hurry, this is a limited time discount for Legendary Life listeners. Now, back to the episode. Information, more information, more information. One of the things that I tell my clients when they sign up to my coaching group, stop listening to other podcasts. And then I'll tell them, they'll know because I'll ask them, what's the number one rule for building muscle? Using barbells. Wrong. You've been listening to something else, haven't you? Yeah, you got me. Stop doing that. Get rid of it. Stop. That's a habit. And it's a habit of unsuccessful people. Unsuccessful people listen to information, listen to information, listen to information, and do nothing with it. And I'll tell you what, that's why coaching's so powerful. Because you can listen to podcasts, information, 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 do nothing with it. You can go to a seminar, information, information, motivation. I was jumping around clapping my hands with Tony Robbins. Leave the seminar, don't do anything about it. Actually, you could still join a coaching group and lie and say, well, you know, oh yeah, I'm doing things, but not do anything. I try to, you know, if you ever wondered what happens on the breakthrough calls that I do, I try to weed out those people because I'll tell you a secret. They stress me out. So I try to avoid people in the program who aren't going to show up for themselves and show up for the rest of the group. And I'll tell you something, a lot of people don't even know if they're that type of person or not, because we always want to believe, I'm not that type of person. I would never do that. And then that's what we're doing. So many of us lack self-awareness. It's incredible. And then we make up reasons, rationalize, come up with cost-benefit analyses, SWOT analyses. We can talk a great game, but when we look at the truth of our life, we know exactly where we stand and exactly where we're stuck. And if you haven't realized, big part of this podcast isn't talking about grams of protein or how, you know, watermelon is a great source of citrulline and can improve blood flow and recovery from exercise and give you a little bit of a boost in bed if you happen to be a man. Maybe if you're a woman too, but they haven't done the research on that. Sorry, ladies. But it's about handling this deeper stuff because the weight loss is superficial. The knowing more information is superficial. And what I've learned over 21 years is that we don't need to shine Juve lights on our nether regions or hop in the infrared sauna or find the special diet or do the, you know, special workout. We need to look deeper within ourselves and figure out who we are, what we really want, what our values are, what gets us out of bed in the morning, what do we really want to be doing with our lives. And until we go there, it doesn't matter how much money you make, doesn't matter how much weight you lose, it's all going to be a hollow, hollow, hollow achievement. In other words, you're going to have money in the bank and you're going to look at it and feel like, yeah, I mean, it's great, but I don't feel good for some reason. Or you look in the mirror, you're down 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more pounds. And you're like, yeah, I mean, I look better. Objectively, I can say that, but I don't feel like it all the time. I don't feel better. And it goes back to that emotional bank account. It goes back and dealing with those deeper issues is one of the ways we can raise it. So stop being so superficial if you want to have a bigger breakthrough in your life. Stop looking for the shiny object. Stop trying to lose weight. Try to be a person who wants to look and feel their best. Try to make an identity shift. Try to be a person who wants to be in shape because they don't want to put their child through what I'm going through, all because they couldn't get it together, or what so many other children go through. And children, I mean, maybe you're going through this. Maybe you're putting your kids through this. And guess what? Here's something I want to share with you. This is a lesson that I learned, and then I'm going to wrap things up here. I learned that if I was going to break my family, I feel like my family has been cursed, right? All the negative things that have happened. I mean, come on, that thought, if you know my story, know my family's story more specifically, has crossed your mind, hasn't it? The burden is on me to break the curse. And if you've ever looked at some of the habits that you've had and wondered why you have them, and then you started to look at your parents and starting to see like, oh, well, my parents did the best that they could, and their parents did the best they could with my parents, and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. You got a lot. If you're the one that finally becomes conscious and says, ooh, and wakes up, really is a better way of putting it, say, you know what? Nobody else is going to break this curse unless I do. And when I mean curse, I'm speaking a bit dramatically, metaphorically, hyperbolically. I'm talking about those patterns of behavior that are passed down, right? Some of them are passed down genetically. We know from twin studies that, I mean, twins that have the same genome, same genes, but separated at birth, grow up in different places, end up having very similar personalities, regardless of their upbringing and environment, et cetera, et cetera. So some of it's genetic that you've inherited. The other part is environment, the other 50%, right? It's like 40 to 60% either way, genes and environment. But it's up to you to start to manage those parts of yourself that you can't change, the genetic part. I deal with a lot of negative emotions. Why do you think I meditate all the time? It helps me stay in the zone. Stay in the zone in life. Stay present in the moment. It's not, I don't show off enough. I should take more photos of me meditating, put them up on Facebook and Instagram. But I had a conversation with my accountability partner in my entrepreneur coaching group that I belong to now. And he was like, man, so cool. You know, you're meditating, you're doing this. I'm like, yeah, thanks. But guess what? I'm doing all this to try to have the stuff that you have, this beautiful family that you have, this seven-figure business that's about to turn into an eight-figure business this year. I'm trying to do all that stuff to be where you are. You haven't had to do any of that stuff. That's Jamie. Yeah, I'm going to have Jamie on the podcast. Great guy, successful businessman, and a heart of gold. Can't wait to have him on the show. And you know, we have to manage those parts of ourselves that we can't change, that are hard to change, or we don't have as much influence over. But the other parts are the upbringing, the environment, and those things you can 100% change. You're in 100% control. You can go to therapy if you need it. You can join a coaching group if you need it. Hint, hint. I'm just kidding. Half kidding. You can, you know, if you can learn skills if you need to learn skills. You can surround yourself with better people, which is probably the fastest way to change your life. If you end up with 10 people who are eating wings, drinking beer, and complaining about how their life has been too rough and they'll never be able to do anything because of their circumstances, you'll probably be the 10th one. If you're with a bunch of people who've risen above their circumstances to create, with 9 people who've risen above their circumstances to create success in their life, and you're hanging out with them, who do you think you're going to be? Probably be the 10th, or else you won't be hanging out with that group much. They'll probably kick you out. It's like step up or step out. So it might be, you might be the one who's woken up. You might be the one whose shoulders it falls on to break the family curse, especially if you have children. Why do you think I don't have children? Bunch of reasons, but part of it's that I want to make sure I'm going to pass down the right things, have my act together. And looks like I'm going to have to do a bit of work on relationships before that happens. And guess what? I'm going to be fucking reading free blog posts and listening to fucking podcasts. I'm going to go hire an expert to help me. I'm already working with someone to help in that regard, but I may seek someone specifically with relationships, depending on how much my therapist is able to help me with that, depending on, again, the real world results that I get. So I'm not looking to spend years dealing with my stuff before I get married. I want to do it fast. I want to solve my problems with speed, because that's the world we live in today. We have this opportunity to solve problems with speed. Just takes money to do that, because guess what, folks? You get what you pay for. Why do you think that $100 program sits on your computer, or that $300 or $500 course that you bought? You went through the first module and gave up. You get what you pay for, and you need to put skin in the game to make it happen. You can take that any way you want, interpret that any way you want. But at the end of the day, our real world results are what matters. Our experience of life is another way of putting that. Even more so than the weight loss or the money or, you know, the marriage on that looks great on paper. It's like, do you feel great about it? And that's what I want to leave you with, because it's in your power. It's in your power to step up. You've already done that by shifting from listening to Top 40 radio to podcasts. But if you've been doing this for a while and you haven't had a really good ROI, time to step up and do something different. And the question I want you to ask yourself is, what is that for you? And if it's health and fitness, well, you're in the right place with the right person. Heard what my dad's dealt with health. I care a lot about health. It is my why. I won't be able to save him, but if I can save someone else by being the right teacher when the person is ready, then that gives meaning and purpose to some of the loss, some of the tragedy, some of the suffering that I've experienced. And I'm grateful to do it. And the best place to go is legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge and join our free challenge. Get 7 days of coaching. Hell, if you're a person who's never experienced coaching before, because most of my clients have invested in coaching before. If coaching is like, whoa, I've never do that, come experience 7 days of it. And seriously, if that helps you end up hiring someone to help you, you know, with maybe therapy or marriage therapy or to do something with your finances or whatever it is, or even if you end up working with someone differently in health and fitness, I'm happy that I was able to make that shift for you. The only thing is there's a catch. We limit the people in each group and we only run it once a month right now. So get on the waiting list. And no, we're not going to open it up just for you. And no, we're not going to, you know, some people are so crazy the way they reach out and the level of entitlement. It's like, well, I'm motivated right now. Will it be happening soon? It's like, we're not on your schedule. This is for free. What is wrong with you? And that's a mean way of saying you don't have boundaries and I'm sorry you lack them, but you're 40 or 50 years old. Time to raise your game a bit. So don't do that, people. Getting off topic here, but if you're ready for that coaching, legendarylifepodcast.com/challenge. And by the way, if what I just said triggered you, might want to ask yourself why. That's a place for growth right there. Love you. Hope you enjoy your weekend, and I'll speak to you soon.